Welcome to Meditations. My name is James Aregan, founder and senior pastor of Tetrae Church International here in Benin City, Nigeria. This is Meditations, a daily opportunity to enjoy a quiet time with God through hymns and songs, a word from God, prayers, and daily confessions. Join me now as we begin with this song.
When he comes alive.
Hello and welcome to the dawning of another brand new day. This is a day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Are you glad to be alive today? Are you grateful to be alive today? Today is a gift from God. That's why it is called present. I heard someone say that in the movie. You know, this is a great opportunity that you have this morning, and I want you to make the most of today. I'm not aware of the things you experienced yesterday, but you are here now. Now, regardless of what your experience was yesterday, today is an opportunity to make the most of your life. So make the most. Start again. Try again. You might just make it today. All right? Now we're meditating on the story of Joseph. Okay? And so Genesis chapter 39 gives us that story. Okay, so where are we? Verse 7. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said unto his master's wife, "Behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he had committed all that he had to my hand. There is no greater in this house than I. Neither had he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" And it came to pass, she spoke to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the men of the house there within. And she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. And it came to pass, when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth, that she came unto the men of the house and spake unto them, saying, "See, he had brought in an Hebrew unto us to mock us. He came in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass, when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled and got him out. And she laid up his garment by her until his Lord came home." And she spoke unto him according to this word, saying, "The Hebrew servant which thou hast brought unto us came in unto me to mock me. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled out. And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spake unto him, saying, After this manner did thy servant to me, that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound. And he was there in prison." Okay, so this is an interesting story, and now it has taken a new twist. It has taken another turn. So Joseph was prospering in Potiphar's house, and temptation came. Temptation came through Potiphar's wife. But Joseph refused to give in to the temptation. All right, Joseph refused to give in to the temptation. And so that becomes the focus, you know, this morning, because temptation will definitely come. Jesus said that it is inevitable temptations will come.
We will all be tempted. So temptation is definitely something that all of us will definitely experience. You will be tempted. And why is that? Because temptation come to prove you, come to test you, not to destroy you, but to test you. All right, James tells us, he says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith. So the purpose of temptation is to test your faith. Test your faith, to test your confidence in God. All right, that's the purpose of temptation. Jesus was tempted. It is not wrong to be tempted. There is temptation. It's not a bad word. It's not a negative word. It is just something that happens to all of us. So the question is, when you are tempted, what do you do? You're going to be tempted, you know, to sin. Tempted to stop trusting in God. And when you do that, when you are tempted, what do you do? Are you going to give in to the temptation? Or are you going to be like Joseph, to endure that temptation and refuse to give in no matter the consequence? Joseph was willing to suffer rather than give in to temptation. All right, Jesus was tempted, but he passed the test. You will be tempted. Now, let me say this. Maybe you fell into temptation yesterday, and right now you're feeling like you are no longer worthy, or you feel like God has left you. Hey, listen to me. We're in a dispensation of grace, so don't give up. That's why you have another day to try again. You can try again today, so that you can overcome temptation and continue to be the person that God wants you to be and to fulfill the purpose for which he called you. But it is important that you do not give in to the temptation. All right? See, people who do not give in to temptation are called men of character. Do not give in to temptation. When the enemy comes to you and tempts you, do not give in to temptation. Why is it important that you do not give in to temptation? Because James chapter 1 verse 12 says, blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord had promised to them that love him. Hallelujah. Did you see that? So there is a crown of life waiting on the other side of this temptation. I don't know what you're going through right now, but it's a test. And if you can overcome it, if you can endure it, and you do not give in, there is a crown of life waiting for you. And God will keep his promise to you. I'm telling you, on the other side of this temptation is a song of victory, is a crown that is kept for you and for you alone. So when you pray this morning, I want you to ask God for strength to overcome temptation so that you will not miss the crown that God has for you. Let's take our daily confession. Now I want you to say this after me. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I am victorious in all my ventures. I am strong. I can do all things through Christ. I am righteous. Sin has no power over me. Worshiping God in spirit and in truth is my new addiction. I am rich. I am above only. I work in divine wisdom. I am a child of God. My Father is the King of Kings.
I am royalty. I am chosen. I am blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining me on Meditations today. For comments or to get more information, view the episode notes for contact information. If you live in Benin City area, you can attend any of our Sunday services at 8 a.m. or at 9:45 a.m. at our church venue, Tetraya Church International, at the Ugbo Road, Ugbo Village Road intercession before you get to BIU. I'll see you again tomorrow. Do have a beautiful day.